The Real McCoys, starring Walter Brennan, created by Irving Finkus.
Want you to meet the family known as the Real McCoys. That's Grandpappy Amos, the head of the clan. He roars like a lion, but he's gentle as a lamb. And now here's Luke, who beams with joy, thinking he may take this Luke McCoy. From West Virginia they came to stay in sunny California. Old Grandpappy Amos and the girls and the boys of the family known as the Real McCoys.
Pop, my name's Postus. Harry Postus. You're the folks just arrived from West Virginia, aren't you?
That's right, yeah. Say, hey, that's pretty cute. Kids playing at being in business, are they? I'm playing at being in business. Only I ain't playing. I mean business.
Oh, that's too bad, Pop. I'm sorry I didn't arrive around sooner. I could have saved all that trouble.
Trouble?
Yeah.
Say, hey, you mind explaining that last in smile? Because I don't think I'm going to like it.
Well, you see, it's like this, Pop. I got this egg business sort of sewed up around this neck of the woods, and I wouldn't want to see you waste your time.
You mean to tell me that all the cars go whizzing down this highway as soon as they see this fancy truck of yours, and they just want to do business with you and no one else?
Now, just a minute, Pop.
Now, you just a minute. I'll make a deal with you. You quit calling me Pop, and I won't call you Pop.
Now, look here, McCoy. I'm telling you something.
Now, you look here. I'm telling you something that you don't know. This is a free country.
I never heard of a girl being called Patsy before. Nobody in the whole school ever heard of it.
Back in West Virginia, where I come from, we got a lot of things that you never heard of.
Your hair is awful straight, isn't it?
Well, my hair doesn't always have to be straight. If I want to curl it, I can.
Curls would probably look good on you. You're short.
Well, I'm not any shorter than any other girls my age.
You probably like fellows with great big muscles.
Oh, they're okay. Well, I mean, they're okay, but, you know, muscles are sort of bulgy.
I'll bet you've never seen one of these before.
What is it?
It's a real rattlesnake rattle from a real rattlesnake.
Gee.
You can keep it if you'd like.
Oh, well, I wouldn't.
Go on, keep it. I can get all I want.
Yeah, any time an American citizen can't set himself up in business any place he wants, there's always some pipsqueak who thinks he can compete with big business. Yeah,
well, when you get up against Amos McCoy, you're getting up against a pip that makes a mighty big squeak, mister.
Now, you got to and you can pick up a couple of pointers, pup.
You're on your knees so fast you don't know what hit you.
The only time I'll be on my knees is when I'm trying to get you off on your back. Big business. Big windbag.
Keep fast, girls. Got a lot of work ahead of us. We're in business now. And laying them eggs just for the fun of it. Each one's got to pull a fair share of the load. And then when it's eaten, named laying, it's going to be plucked, cleaned, and fricasseed. That goes for all of you.
Morning, Grandpa.
Morning, Luke.
How's egg business coming?
Oh, not so good. Them cars are going past me faster than cats by a doghouse.
Well, don't let it ride you. Some days folks just don't feel like buying eggs.
Well, how come they're buying eggs off in Poulsen's truck down there?
They are?
Why, sure. He's been selling eggs a mile a minute. Maybe there's something to that big business hogwash he's telling us about, huh?
Oh, now, don't you go hollering, Uncle Grandpa. I didn't know it the other day. We need this egg money real bad. We got us a payment at the bank coming up. You do the best you can, you hear?
All right, Luke. Well, you hear what the grandson said? Now, I don't want just the ordinary eggs. I want the biggest goddamn eggs you ever laid in your life. Now, you girls, go on. Get up in them nest there and give till it hurts. Come on, will you?
Your business.
And you too. What do you want?
I found out the reason why the cars are passing by. It's a Mr. Pulso who's the cause.
What do you mean?
I walked down the road half a mile. Look what I found sticking in the ground. Hey, half a mile, McCoy found for sheep chicken. He probably has another one in the other side of the road.
Well, that dirty, low-life, swollen son of a snake.
All right, Paulson. If that's the way you want to fight, you're going to feud with a feudless man and never come out of West Virginia.
This is the first time that a boy ever asked me you a dance. Oh, Grandpa, you know what? Hattie's going to the school dance with Joey Paulson.
I got no time for that. I got bigger things in my mind than Hattie going to the dance with Joey. Joey who?
Joey Paulson. You know, his father sells eggs.
His father's a squeak-jawed musclehead. And Hattie McCoy, if you think you're going to a dance with his son, you just get it out of your head.
But, Grandpa... Grandpa, you don't mean that.
Look at the sign he stuck up down the road.
Oh, Grandpa, that's awful.
But Joey didn't do it.
No, that's right, Grandpa. There's no sense blaming his son for something that his father did.
A rotten tree grows nothing but rotten apples. Oh, he's going to have nothing to do with no potion. And that's that.
Don't you worry, Hattie. You go to that dance.
No, I won't. You don't know Grandpa like I do. He's got himself up your knee. He ain't gonna let go of it.
Good morning, Mr. Boston. How are you this morning? It's a fine day, ain't it? Come on, Peppino. If we're going to do this to Boston this afternoon, we're going to get us some practice. Throw some eggs.
Not me.
I don't even like being the navigator. I'm not going to be the bombardier, too. What's the matter? You yelling?
No. I just want to be able to tell the judge I didn't know what was going on in the back seat.
Well, Grandpa, what are you doing?
He's got some rotten eggs. He wants to throw them at Mr. Poulsen.
Well, you're going to end up in jail for sure. Well, look what he done to us with them signs. An eye for an eye and a tooth for tooth. And a rotten egg for a sign. We ain't back in the hills, you know.
They got strict laws here in California.
You mean to tell me they got a law against throwing rotten eggs?
They sure have.
So you just best forget all about that.
You just better have. Besides, Luke's got something he wants to talk to you about. Go on, Luke.
What is it? Well, come on, don't chaw on it, boy. Spit it out.
Well, Grandpa, Kate asked me to talk to you about Hattie going to dance with Joey Paulson.
Oh, she did, huh?
Yes, sir. She don't think it's right that we should punish Hattie for something she didn't have nothing to do. There, I said it.
Well, now I'd like to ask you a question, Luke. Who's the head of the house?
You are, Grandpa.
And who makes up the mind as to what the family does?
The head of the house does, Grandpa.
And who is the head of the house?
You are.
And what do we call the man that says everything his wife tells him to say? Why don't you set him on the other knee like the fella does with that dummy? What's his name?
Charlie McCarthy?
Yeah. Now, just a second there. I got work to do. See you later, Charlie. Get out of here.
Luke? Luke? I thought you said you was going to talk up to him.
I can't talk to him no more, Kate. It wouldn't do no good.
Luke McCaw, do you know that your sister Hattie was in her room last night crying herself to sleep?
I can't help it, Kate. Don't you see? If I try to...
Sure, I see. You're afraid of your grandpa.
Now, that ain't so. I ain't afraid of it.
Well, then if you aren't afraid of him, why didn't you tell him that he can't do this to Hattie, that being head of the house doesn't mean...
Now, just a second here. I'm getting just a little tired of you telling me what to say.
That's your grandpa talking out of your mouth.
Nobody talks out of my mouth but me. I don't need no help.
It seems to me when it comes to talking up to Grandpa, you could use a little.
Well, it seems to me what goes on between me and my grandpa's our business. We don't need no help from no outsiders.
Listen here, I may not have been born with the name McCoy, but I got a ring on my finger that makes me a member of this here family.
Well, I don't give you the right to interfere in family matters that you don't know nothing about.
Maybe it don't give me any rights at all. Maybe I'm sorry I ever put it on.
cakes.
What?
Did we just have our first fight?
You must have $100 worth of signs strung out for a mile down the highway. And people just can't help being taken in by signs. It's human nature.
What's human nature, Grandpa?
Human nature is people's excuse for not being as smart as a horse.
Did you have any human nature?
Not a bit. I just got plain horse sense, and plain horse sense is going to whip that skinny potion.
Well, do you have an idea, Grandpa?
ID? A man's got to think to get an ID, and how's a man going to think with you two yapping and flapping? Now, keep quiet and give me a chance to get my thinking done. How's a man going to do any thinking when you two are staring at him like a couple of hoot owls?
Sorry, Grandpa.
Hey, I got an idea.
No offense, Peppino, but you better leave the thinking to the thinkers.
All right.
What was your ID, Peppino?
Well, we sell the eggs for the same price as Mr. Poulsen, right?
It's a little weak, but go ahead.
We get our eggs from the hen house. Mr. Poulsen has to buy his plus. He's got to buy gas and oil for his truck, right?
All right. Finish up. Go on.
We can sell the eggs cheaper than Mr. Poulsen. No one is going to pay more money for the same eggs just because he has a fancy truck. People ain't got that much human nature.
Is that your ID, Peppino?
That's it. How do you like it?
It's a good idea, dagnabbit.
What do you mean, Grandpa?
Because if you two had kept quiet, that's the idea I was trying to think of. I'm going to have to get the grade.
Okay, Grandpa.
$46. I'm losing money at 49 cents. He can't do this to me. I'll haul him into court. I'll sue him.
What are you going to sue him for, Pop?
What?
I said, what are you going to sue him for?
What kind of a silly question is that? What do you mean, what am I going to sue him for? The man obviously can't. What I mean, but anybody knows it's illegal. When are you going to learn to speak when you're spoken to?
Grandpa, it's getting late. You better go back to the house and go to sleep.
No, sir, not on your life.
Don't tell me you're going to sleep here with a chicken.
Listen, you give me my choice of the chickens or that pumpkin-headed ungrateful family of mine, I'll sleep with the chickens every time.
They are not ungrateful, Grandpa. They're all very happy because you sold the eggs and you made all that money.
Yeah, they sure look at you.
All you have to do is say that it's okay for Hassie to go to the dance, and everybody will be happy. Grandpa, did you hear me?
No.
Is there anything I can say?
As a matter of fact, there is something you can say.
What is it?
Good night. Family, huh? You chickens ought to be glad you don't get no chance to hatch them eggs of yours.
Grandpa.
woman in the house, so I brought some warm milk out to you.
What'd you bring it to me for?
Because it's cold out here, and we didn't want you to get sick.
Now, Hessie, don't you come out here all mealy-mouthed, because I ain't changing my mind about you going to that dance.
I know you ain't.
When I make up my mind's made up.
I know it.
I ain't changed my mind in 40 years. You know what they used to call me back home?
Yes, sir. Old Mulehead.
Now, Hessie, don't you come out here pretending you like me.
I ain't pretending nothing.
Now, Hessie, there ain't nothing I hate worse than a hypocrite. Now, you know you're mad at me, and come right out and say so.
But I ain't mad at you, Grandpa.
Hessie, come here. Here, take that.
What's it for?
That's for the new dress. You can't go to a dance in an old dress. You want Joey Paulson to think you're a hillbilly or something? Now, go on.
Oh, Grandpa.
Go on. Get the hell. Get the hell.
Jerry. Jerry.
On second thought, maybe you do owe you an apology for not letting you hatch them eggs of yours.
Grandpa, you're an old sweetheart.
No, I ain't neither. I'm a rough, tough old buzzard. You don't understand it, too.
Oh, yeah, well, he's meaner than a fish hook. He ain't Pepino.
Ooh, he's a real bad man.
That's more like it.
Hello, Joey.
Evening, Mrs. McCoy.
Well, come on in, Joey.
Joey.
Hello, Joey.
Good evening, Mr. McCoy. Hello, Hassie.
Hello, Joey.
These were lying around the house. I thought you might want them.
Thank you. I'll put them in water for you, Hassie.
Say, we're getting busy tonight.
My boy here?
Yeah, I'm supposed to. Come on in.
What's the idea of sneaking out of the house behind my back? Oh, hold on a minute, Folsom. You leave that boy be. He's got an engagement with my granddaughter here.
We don't want nothing to do with folks who sell eggs for 46 cents a dozen.
We can sell eggs for any price we like. Fair's fair.
Well, isn't it fair to run a man out of business? You know darn well I can't compete with you. I'm lucky if I can buy them for 50 cents.
Well, that's your look at it. It ain't ours. We can sell them under 50 cents and make money. So we thank you if you wouldn't come bawling around about your troubles.
Grandpa, you went and done it.
Went and done it? I ain't done nothing. Anything's been done has been done by him. Coming in here, busting in like this.
Grandpa, you solved the problem.
I did?
Well, sure. See, we could sell our eggs to Mr. Polson here, and we'd still be making the same profit, right?
You mean he and I go in business together?
Well, sure.
Maybe you'll like to hear what I think of the idea.
Now, Grandpa, don't go getting your back up.
My back ain't up. I just want to say soft and gentle-like. I'd rather go into business with a skunk.
Yeah, that's the way you feel about it. Come on, Joey. We're going home.
Good night, Hassie.
Good night, Joey.
Come on, Joey. Just a minute, Paulson. What is it? Just because we don't like each other, there ain't no reason why we should throw money out the window, is it? After all, Sis didn't have to like Roebuck.
Hey, you got a point there.
Yeah, there ain't no reason why we couldn't be partners in a big business.
We could still hate each other, couldn't we?
One thing's got nothing to do with the other.
Well, now you fellas is talking sense.
Does that mean Hattie and I can go to the dance, Pop?
Well, seeing as how Mr. McCoy and I are going to be business associates, I guess so.
Well, you two go on. The dance will be half over the time you get there.
Goodbye.
Yes, have a good time.
Have a good time.
First thing in the morning, I'm going to take that truck in. I'm going to paint your name on the side right alongside mine.
I just wanted to see my name painted on the side of a truck.
It's going to look real pretty. Paulson and McCoy, fresh eggs.
You mean McCoy and Paulson, fresh eggs?
Just a minute, McCoy. That's my truck you're talking about.
Full of my eggs.
I've been here many years, and I got to follow him.
Well, you follow.